Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Events Coordinator Sarah Treff joins us on today's program to take a look back at their 2017 events and look ahead at what's coming up for the PACE Alliance.
Well, Sarah, we're nearing the end of 2017, and the PACE Alliance held so many events in our community, not only for those of us locally, but that brought in a lot of people and a lot of tourism to our community as well. What are your thoughts about how events went in 2017, from Thursdays in Pella to the Fall Festival and just about everything in between?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of great events, many similar events. However, we're always trying to tweak them and create new parts so that they're still fresh and exciting to residents, but also to bring in, like you said, those visitors. Like any event, it's always weather dependent, and this year we just had some really great weather to put on our Thursdays in Pella, which were very well attended. And then, of course, our golf outing that raised a lot of money for the Pella Fire Department. So we were very pleased with that. And then to the Fall Fest, and just right into our Christmas season that we're currently in now. And, you know, we couldn't do any of these events without all the support of the community, our members, and just the many volunteers and people who help us put these events on every year.
Well, and you're not going to slow down in 2018. You've got many more events coming up with the PACE Alliance having that new events committee. You've had some extra time and extra hands, so to speak, to plan a lot of these. The first of which will be Pallades weekend. But before we get to that, you know, when you just look at the next year as a whole, what does it mean to be so busy and to have so many people contributing to a year full of events coming up in 2018?
Yeah, you know, the committees have really been vital to our planning process, able to help us continue these events, bring new ideas to the current events that we have, and then even just going forward in 2018, trying to bring some new events that we haven't yet released, but we're still working on some things that we can push out to the public here soon. But yeah, if we didn't have an events committee to help us, we would be stuck for sure. So we are definitely thankful for those people who want to participate. And if anybody does want to participate or be on the events council, you know, you can contact us here at the office, 628-2626. If you're wondering about any events we have going on, you can always check our website at pella.org and see what's going on in your community.
And what's coming up is the first weekend in February, and that is Pallades weekend. It's a returning event, didn't happen this past year, but it's being brought back. First of all, let our listeners know about that weekend as a whole and what are some of the things that are targeted for the ladies that they can enjoy that weekend.
Yeah, our Pallades weekend is coming up February 9 and 10, and we just really want it to be a fun weekend for friends, couples to come and stay overnight, do the shopping, and visit our restaurants. But also, we are going to start out Friday night, February 9th, with a Taste of Pella at the Wine House, and that'll be like a reception type thing at the Wine House from 5 to 7 p.m. And you can come and go as you like. Tickets for that are $10, and you're getting a souvenir cup, some coupons in there, and then also a drink at the Wine House. And then you can kind of check out the different tables and booths that will be set up. It kind of helps you plan your Saturday on what will be happening around town and for people to see. And so, yeah, get a taste of Pella, what it is. But also on Friday and Saturday, we have classes going on throughout the day. Most of them are free. Some of them have a fee attached to them. But all that information, you can look at our website, pella.org, and check out what the classes are, what times, and if there is any fee with that. So we really hope to get a lot of visitors in with our tour of homes. We were able to get out this information to those folks that came to that too. So we're hoping to have a lot of returning visitors.
And then as you move forward, you have other events that are coming up. One that is very traditional, and that is your typical PACE Alliance Awards that are coming up, and where you recognize those in the community that have made a positive impact, not only on businesses, but through their volunteer efforts. What does that morning really mean? And what is it like to be able to recognize those people that are extraordinary in our community?
Yeah, it's a fun morning. That'll be February 23rd from 7 to 8:30 at the Graham Annex building. And it is a great morning just for people throughout the community, but associated with the different businesses to come and just really honor those companies, businesses, volunteers that have really put in some extra time, effort, and just to really make our community vibrant and keep people coming back to our community time after time.
And people can be nominated for that as well, and they submit them here to the Pace Alliance.
That is correct, yes. So if you have a nomination, be sure to get it here to our office, and we will look over those and be giving out some awards on the 23rd. So.
And then as you move forward into next year, we won't get into too much detail, but obviously Thursdays Nights in Pella will be making their triumphant return, so to speak, in the summer. What are just some of the activities that you are going to be hard at work on in that first half of the year?
Yeah, you know, we'll be obviously putting the final touches on our Pilates weekend. And then, yeah, we'll move right into planning for Thursdays in Pella. Starts in January already. So if anybody is wanting to be a part of any of our committees, there's no time is too late. You can always let us know here at the office, and we'll be happy to let you join us. But yeah, just we have something in the works for the spring, something new. So we're hoping to work on that a little bit. And then, yeah, we'll move right into our summer activities with Thursdays and then back into the fall thing. So it just keeps rolling, but it's always exciting to see what's new. And I encourage everybody to get out and enjoy the events that people are hard at work on, and just see what's out there in your community. And like I said, if you want to join us, feel free to give us a call.
Once again, that was Pace Alliance Events Coordinator Sarah Trapp. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.